Well, folks, I've been working the last several weeks trying to profile as many key Senate races in the state of Missouri as I can. And one of the biggest races is in Southern Missouri, District number 33, which is a number of counties. The current incumbent, Mike Cunningham, is term limited. I'm Brian Houseworth. I talked to Representative Carla Esslinger on Friday, and joining me now to talk about his race in this very same primary is longtime state representative Robert Ross. He chairs the House Government Oversight Committee. Representative, always a pleasure to talk to you. Tell us why you're running.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Brian. So I'm running my 8 years of having serving as state representative. I am now running for state senate in a continuation of being able to fight for the folks here in Southern Missouri. So my top priorities are, you know, stopping the liberal onslaught of our values, continuing to fight for the transparency and accountability for our tax dollars. And frankly, I want the future for my boys. I have two boys, 10 to 11 years old. I want that future to be for them to have all of the same opportunities that we have had in, you know, with the blessing of growing up in this country. I want that for future generations as well.
Representative Ross, obviously I've covered you for a number of years, and you've been involved in the feral hog debate. You've been involved in a lot of issues at the Oversight Committee as well, issues at the issue of, for instance, what happened at the Department of Revenue. In terms of priorities, if elected, and you've touched on a few of them already, what would your top priorities be if you are elected to this seat in November?
Well, you know, once again, my top priority is, you know, we have seen in recent months and even the last couple of years, there has been an absolute onslaught of our values, an attack on our values in Southern Missouri and across the state of Missouri by these different liberal groups. My top priority will be making sure that my constituents of, you know, of Southern Missouri, that their voice is heard, and to stop this onslaught on our way of life. You know, President Trump is doing a great job in Washington, D.C., but we have a responsibility here within the state of Missouri to hold our own and fight for our constituents, and that's what I plan to continue doing if elected to the state Senate.
Two final questions, and I'll let you go, and I know you're very busy. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we'll get to your two opponents in a moment. I do have to ask, as I told you earlier, that one of our TV partners in Springfield reported on, I'm not sure if it was a mailer or if it was an ad, I'm not exactly sure, but it was a mailer or an ad of Esslinger and also Van Kelly, critical of them. I believe it featured a skeleton. Can you respond to that and tell us about that, if that was an ad or a mailer and what that was?
Sure. So it was a mailer, and, you know, Brian, you're, you know, familiar enough with the process to understand that this particular mailer was sent out by a PAC. And you're familiar enough with the process to know that it is absolutely illegal for a candidate to direct, coordinate, control, or approve anything that a PAC does. And so I found out about this mailer when it hit our mailbox. Frankly, I probably would not have approved it just from the skeleton point of view. The reality was it made the point that, you know, both Van Kelly and Carla Esslinger were spineless, and it was showing an X-ray of that. However, this faux outrage and simply the snowflake type response that we've seen to this has been basically that my opponents don't want to talk about the different issues that were listed on there. You can, you know, all of those are cited. They're easily sourced. You can go check those out for yourself. Frankly, if Carla Esslinger would have spent more time on, you know, rather than working for Governor Nixon's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and then later Barack Obama's, you know, Federal Education Administration during the development of Common Core, frankly, you know, the different claims that were made about this, you know, so-called portrayal on this particular mailer, she would have had the common sense to have seen that, you know, look, it was about an X-ray, but as the candidate, I don't get an opportunity to review, approve, or you know, anything as it relates to something that a PAC is putting out. But I'll go ahead and remind the listeners that in this race, I mean, I am absolutely the unapologetic constitutional conservative, and you know, it is what it is. I would not have approved it, but this feigned outrage is ridiculous.
Representative, any final thoughts on your two opponents or on the race in general? Feel free.
Just to say that, you know, I know that, you know, I think both of my opponents are interested and willing to serve. The reality is that, you know, in my 8 years, and you mentioned this earlier on in the interview, I have a proven track record of where I'm at on these issues. That's why I'm the only candidate in this race endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. I have the highest A-plus rating by the National Rifle Association of any candidate in this race. That's why I'm exclusively endorsed by the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. There are a number of other groups, from Americans for Prosperity, the Club for Growth, to the Missouri Hunting and Working Dogs Association, that look out for the different votes that occur with, you know, within the legislative cycle, and they are also supporting me. Missouri State Troopers Association also supporting me. That's because of my proven track record, and if elected to the Senate, I look forward to continuing to, you know, fight for standing with the citizens of Southern Missouri and continuing to fight for them and their values.